Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference is coming to Denver on June 9th, and it's double the size of last year. This conference features 150 workshops, hundreds of vendor tables, powerful keynote speakers, and a marriage-building seminar from Walk Through the Bible. For 21 years, this conference has been building strong families, developing a Christian worldview, and exploring the best education choices for our children. Join 5,000 parents and teens at this family-building conference on June 9th. Call 877-842-CHECK or visit check.org on the web. That's CHEC.org.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Stay tuned. My Dad in Generations is next.
Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
And hi, y'all. It's Kevin Swanson coming to you on Generations. We just came back from a family reunion in Arkansas. Enough said. It's good to have you tuned in with us. This is Kevin Swanson, Executive Director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado. But the reason I'm on the air, I'm a father of five. And on this program, we establish a vision for the next generation. And God knows we need a vision today. Here's a resolution: to get pastors to get their children out of the public schools in the Presbyterian Church of America, that's PCA, whereas the Bible commands fathers to bring up their children in the training and admonition of the Lord. And all parents in the Presbyterian Church in America have taken a vow to strive by all the means of God's appointment to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Whereas the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and any instruction that does not teach the centrality of Jesus Christ. For understanding all of life cannot impart true wisdom and knowledge. And whereas the public school system does not offer a Christian education, but officially claims to be neutral with regard to Christ, a position that Christ himself said was impossible. And whereas the public schools are by law humanistic, secular in their instruction, and as a result, the attending children receive an education without positive reference to the Triune God. And whereas some courageous teachers in our congregations disregard this law, obeying God rather than men, they try to give their children a truly Christian education. This resolution should not be construed to discourage these adult believers who faithfully labor as missionaries to unbelieving colleagues and students. Whereas sending thousands of PCA children as missionaries to their unbelieving teachers and classmates has failed to contribute to increasing holiness in the public schools. On the contrary, Nehemiah Institute documents growing evidence that the public schools are successfully converting covenant children to secular humanism. And whereas we are squandering a great opportunity to instruct these children in the truth of God's Word and its application of all of life, therefore be it resolved that the 33rd General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in America encourages all her officers and members to remove their children from the public schools and see to it that they receive a thoroughly Christian education for the glory of God and the good of Christ Church. Well, there it is. That's the latest resolution coming across the desk of commissioners at a Presbytery General Assembly meeting this year. And I'm just going out on a limb here, Dave. I'm going to suggest that this is going to fail. This is coming down in flames. Why is that? Because most pastors, most elders still send their children to the public schools. And we've said this again and again on this program, but whatever you do, Whatever you do, do not delegate the bulk of your children's education to anybody or any system that does not maintain the fear of God as the beginning, the foundation of wisdom and knowledge. Why? Proverbs 1:7 is very clear. If you're a Christian, you accept the Bible as true, then you should never, never, never give your education of your children over to somebody who does not claim that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Why? A very simple logical syllogism. Here it is. A very simple. This is extremely simple. You don't even need to take notes, so put the pencil down. First, you must teach your children a system of knowledge whose foundation is the fear of God. Okay, number one. Number two, public schools as a system self-consciously, proudly, let everybody know the fact that they refuse to teach children that the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God. That's the system. That's what they say. Thirdly, therefore, except on a very exceptional basis, no Christian should send his child to the public schools, and certainly no pastor should ever do so, because if they do so, they set a poor example for the congregation. Well, as it turns out, two pastors in Japan had the courage to take their children out of the public schools. It was against the law there to homeschool, but these pastors have done just that, and their own churches kicked them out of the pastorate for this incredible act of faith. My friends, Pastor Haru and Pastor Josh from Japan are next on Generations. Stay tuned. An example of faith to all of us on Generations. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference is coming to Denver on June 9th, and it's double the size of last year. This conference features 150 workshops, hundreds of vendor tables, powerful keynote speakers, and a marriage-building seminar from Walk Through the Bible. For 21 years, this conference has been building strong families, developing a Christian worldview, and exploring the best education choices for our children. Join 5,000 parents and teens at this family-building conference on June 9th. Call 877-842-CHECK or visit check.org on the web. That's CHEC.org.
Don't let the blazing summer heat get to you while you're driving. Let Academy Car Care and Repair keep your air conditioner operating at its capacity. At Academy Car Care and Repair, they can service all makes and models. Why not depend on a repair facility that has provided service with honesty and integrity for over 10 years? And as always, they offer a 10% discount to all military. Academy Car Care and Repair, at the corner of Academy and LaSalle.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. We are back. Lessons of Faith. Those who have taken their children out of the public schools to give their children a thoroughly Christian education. And by God's grace, this is happening all over the world. I was raised on the mission field in Japan. My folks homeschooled me back in the 60s and 70s in Japan. But the Christian church in Japan is no bigger today than it was back in the 60s and 70s. Two reasons for this. One, Japanese parents aren't having very many children. We know that. The statistics say less than 2.0 per family. And the second reason is that these Japanese Christian parents are sending their children to the pagan schools, and they're pagan in the public schools system out there in Japan. In Japan, homeschooling is illegal. But that isn't stopping families of faith from standing up and saying, you know, I love my children. I love my God. I love Jesus Christ. I wouldn't think of giving my children anything less than a paideia, an education program of Christ, which is exactly what the Word of God commands of us in Ephesians 6:4. Fathers, bring your children up in the paideia of Christ, the education program of Christ. That is the requirement for every Christian parent across this world. And if we give our children anything less than that, we have failed to obey Ephesians 6:4. But two Japanese pastors have taken their children out of the public schools. Both of them have lost their pastorates for their pains. And they are with us today. They have traveled across the ocean to visit with us here on Generations. Pastor Josh Sasaoka and Pastor Haruto Yoshii, welcome to Generations. Thanks for being here, guys.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, let's start with your families. How many children do you have?
Well, I have four children.
You have four children. That's double the average in Japan. That's
right.
A big family, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you know, it's just less than 1.2 per household now in Japan.
1.2, very low. Right, yeah. Right. And you've just about quadrupled that. That's very good. God
yeah.
bless you. Many blessings. Pastor Haru, how many children do you have?
I have three children. And I have one daughter and two sons.
One daughter and two
yes.
sons, and their ages?
Yes, ages. The daughter is 21, and the elder son is 19, and the younger is 15 years old.
21, 19, and 15. You know, you guys started homeschooling a number of years ago. How far back did you homeschool?
Well, I started homeschooling back in September 2001.
2001, okay. And Haru-san,
when did you start homeschooling? I started homeschool 1990.
Okay, so you started homeschooling 15 years ago. You had to be a pioneer in the movement, maybe one of the very first.
I think so.
Yeah, one of the very first. Why did you guys start homeschooling? Haru-san, I'll start with you.
What were the reasons? My friendly from missionary told me about the movement of the homeschooling movement in America. Mm-hmm. I have decided to start in Japanese environment. I have studied in under Christ.
Yeah. You wanted to give your children an education of Christ.
Yes.
Yeah. Sasaoka-san, Pastor Josh, why did you start homeschooling 3-4 years ago?
Well, in my case, it started rather in a passive way. Mm. Back in September 2001, my oldest kid, he was then a ninth grader, suddenly said, out of the blue, so to speak, he announced that he's not going to go into school anymore. When asked, he told us that he was being ignored and psychologically bullied in his class by his classmates. Within a week or so, he mended and solved his interpersonal relationship with his mates, but still, he was not certain whether he should keep on attending a public school, because to him, public school was nothing but suffocating place for him, where students are eager to earn points for their report cards, which will be evaluated for the entrance of a better high school.
Okay.
And as a parent, I also had the similar concern with public school system and what's been taught there, and I allowed him to stay at home as long as he liked. As days passed, our third children, a boy who was then in the third grade, said, "Why do I have to go on attending public school while my big brother is skipping school and staying at home? Well, I don't want to go to school either." Then we had two revolts against school system, so to speak, at home. Well, to make a long story short, in a very rather passive way, our family started searching for alternatives for public school education. That's how it started.
That's how it started. All right. How did the movement get started? Are your cases similar to everybody else's? Was the movement driven by indigenous Japanese families or by missionaries in Japan?
I think that the movement caused by firstly by the missionary of America, but some Japanese think that movement is American movement, isn't it? And I think recently I discovered that the movement is based upon the biblical stance, basically standing in the Bible viewpoint. Decided to start at the homeschooling biblical stance.
Well, you know, there are pastors here in America that tell their people, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of education you give your children. You can give them a pagan education in evolution and homosexuality in sort of a there is no God relative ethical system. It really doesn't matter what you give your children. Do you have the same problem with churches and pastors in Japan as well?
Well, let me say something about our society. Japanese society is kind of a group-conscious, group-focused society.
Okay.
Where the harmony of a group means a lot.
I see.
Don't rock the group boat is the name of the game they play.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the school system has a strong grip on Japanese society. So even well-meaning pastors may not consider withdrawing children from the built-in school system will do good to children. That's right. Our situation in Japan, I think.
Right, so they don't want to rock the boat. If they stand up against the system, they're going to look like the nail that's sticking out.
Right, exactly.
Right, right. And there's a saying in Japan that says the nail that sticks out gets pounded back in.
Right.
Right. How do you homeschool yourselves? I realize there's not a lot of curriculum that's Christian curriculum. There isn't much curriculum for homeschools in Japan. How have you done it, Pastor Haru?
I cannot find the many textbooks in Japan in that area, in the field. I have to start homeschooling only, only have to have a Bible.
Well, that's a good book.
Yeah,
we said that before. That
only you have a Bible only.
If you just have the Bible, that's about the best book you can find.
Yes, I think so. Okay. I think so too.
Right. What other things have you used?
Concretely, I think that the Bible is supports every concept of the lifestyle and the thought and the philosophy and of course faith. And I believe that the Bible said everything for our life, and I convinced that the education must depend upon the such a concrete basis. Homeschool is the maybe the best way to teach the children in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pastor Sasaoka, as you know, that science is often taught from the perspective of evolution, that there is no God. How do you teach your children science?
Well, you know, they were taught evolutionism at school. We examined the textbook. Well, so this is not right. This is not just right. So we tell the children a biblical perspective.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's made Christian children harder at school. Sometimes they get bullied for that, you know, yeah, because they are different.
And bullying is a serious problem in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can be bullied physically as well. There are many examples of children who are beat up in Japan. Why have Christian families in Japan been sending their children to pagan schools for all these years? Is it because of the social pressures that exist?
Well, I think so. There's, you know, as I told you before, don't rock the boat is a kind of game they play. Mm-hmm. So they don't like to be different from others.
And the problem is that Christ wants us to be different.
Right, right.
That's a challenge for Christians in Japan, isn't it?
Exactly.
God says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
So that's one of the reasons why Japanese Christians are powerless. They're just being conformed to the society, to the culture, traditions.
So what does this homeschooling movement do to parents in Japan? Does it make them strong? Does it strengthen them as Christians?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Because, you know, when you start homeschooling, you get persecuted.
Yeah.
That makes your faith more strong, much stronger.
Yes, and we say the same thing here. As long as there's persecution for those who homeschool, as long as there's resistance and difficulty, it strengthens our faith. And that's one thing trials always produce, is stronger faith.
I think that that's caused by the many influence of the before World War II educational atmosphere. And they teach the children by the Shintoism or the other, the nationalism like that. I think that after World War II, and that atmosphere is remained many Broadway, and a Christian's not exception. So the many homeschoolers noticed about that atmosphere. They decide to rent out of those school atmosphere, and yeah.
Right. Well, you men are basically leaders in the fledgling homeschooling movement in Japan. This is brand new movement. There are 300, 400 families, maybe more, 1,000 families. Yeah, like 1,000 families homeschooling in Japan. So it's a brand new movement. It's an exciting movement because it's beginning to increase the faith of Japanese families and develop a generational legacy. What is your vision for the movement?
I think that the homeschoolers in Japan have a confidence about the basis of the biblical stance, and they have a confidence of the dependence of under the God, and they make themselves dependent. They convinced to start the children, this way.
Yeah, so it strengthens their faith, and I'll bet their children will be strong in faith because they have seen their parents act in faith.
Well, let me say a few things about homeschooling. First, you know, homeschooling isn't a business for just mom and kids. It's a serious business for dads as well. we have to, you know, have dads back to family. Many Japanese dads are away from home most of the time. Even when they are physically present, they are not emotionally just there. So this is a wonderful movement to get dads back home. Homeschooling is more home business than schooling. It's a restoration of a home. It's a reconstruction of a home. So, you know, many, many Japanese families have been broken down. We have to reconstruct, restructure, restore the families. And this is, has a very wonderful impetus upon this aspect.
Yes, and we're saying the same thing in America, where the families have broken down. In America, 35% of children are born without fathers. No father at all when the child is born. Half of marriages end in divorce. Our society has come apart. We are no longer the strong nation we once were because the basic building block of society is coming apart. I know the same thing is happening in Japan. Men, I can't think of a more important movement across the world than this homeschooling movement that's beginning to reestablish the fabric of the family and bringing the hearts of mothers and fathers back home. Thank you so much for joining us today on Generations, Pastor Josh and Pastor
Omishi. It's a privilege to be here.
And ladies and gentlemen, you'll have an opportunity to meet these men of faith at the Home Educators Conference. We'll tell you more about how you can meet them in a moment on Generations. Stay tuned. Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God, from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations.
Laying down the vision for the next generation. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations. And I want to challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, those of you with children today, that if you love your children, you need to at least consider homeschooling. You need to at least consider taking your children out of the public schools, especially if you are convinced they are not receiving an education built solidly upon the fear of God. If that is not happening and you love your children, you need to act now. I want to invite you to the Home Educators Conference coming up this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Denver Merchandise Mart. You can meet the Japanese homeschooling leaders, these pioneering men, there at the conference. You can meet me at the conference. There will be 5,000 other parents investigating home education, just getting encouraged. There's a free introductory seminar Wednesday afternoon at 4:45. You can get more information about this conference on the web at chec.org or call 877-842-CHECK.
You can interact with this program by emailing me, kevin@check.org. That's kevin@check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we lay down the vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in, and that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288. Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org. Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655.